The Feel Better Station for Warrington Hospital.
This is Radio General.
Now, the final hooter with Adrian Jackson and David Parkinson.
Wembley!
Parky!
Wembley, we're the famous final hooter and we're off to Wembley.
It's Wembley week. It's Wembley week.
Yes.
And we're not going.
Are you not going?
No, we are going.
I thought you were going.
We are going.
I would have been going if Lee got there.
Oh, put Lee to bed, will you?
I can't. Stop it. They're my team.
Witness of that.
That's your team.
Sheffield of that.
Well, that's not your team.
St. Helens of that.
They are.
And Warrington of that.
It's been a while since St. Helens were there, hasn't
2008.
It?
2008. Who'd have thought that?
I wouldn't have thought that he would have took him so long
the
to get back there.
The only player running out for Saints in the final is going to be the one and only James Robey.
He was 21, 22, wasn't he, in that first final that they played? Oh, that last time they were there.
Mm. Is that the one where John Wilkins was running around with a broken nose? Is that the one?
You know what? I think you could be right.
Remember, he had not John Wilco. I mean, decided, I'm not going off, even though I've got a broken nose.
I mean,
just strap it up and I'll get on with it.
St. Helens did win three on the bounce, didn't they? It was 2006, 2007 and 2008.
Yeah. So which one was it where John Wilkins running around with a broken nose? And he was bandaged up like the elephant man.
Are you asking me to go into Google and try and find out?
No, it doesn't matter.
John Wilkin, broken nose. It's telling me that I'm a bit sad in looking that up.
You are. Let's move on, shall we? Welcome to the final hooter. Thanks very much to Radio General for letting us use the studio. And we're on lovelybleed.com. It's Wembley week. We're here.
We are.
Finally.
We've reached it.
We've got plenty of interviews from the big guns that are going to be taking part in the big game on Saturday. We're going to hear from Steve Price. We're going to hear from Justin Holbrook, Johnny Lomax, and Toby King.
Ah,
as they look ahead to the big day. Our man Steve Manning went into the media rock in Manchester on Monday. Got the interviews for me and you to play.
He certainly did. Anyway, I found out, thanks to Google, he's our friend.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
So you were posing the question, John Wilkin, broken nose. I've even found four pictures of him with his nose.
Oh, very, very fetching.
Very fetching, arranged around
lovely.
His head.
Lovely, then.
This is actually going back to 2006. All 2006! Right. It was the game at Twickenham. Can we even mention it?
Oh, right, okay.
The place of the dark side.
The home of the dark side.
Yeah. Rugby league in its own backyard there.
Yeah, he's Dave Parkinson. I'm Adrian Jackson. Saints haven't been there for 11 years. John, there's only been Robey who's played there.
Mm-hmm.
So because the fact, all right, Warrington have lost two on the bounce.
Yeah.
Been to Wembley last year, lost to Catalans, went the year before, lost to Hull. A lot of their players are still involved in the squad who lost out in them games. So could Warrington's big match experience play in their favour against St. Helens?
What big match experience? They keep losing them.
Doesn't matter, they've been to Wembley. They've sampled it. There's only Robey sampled it for St. Helens.
They keep losing it. St. Helens are going to win this by 18 points. That's my prediction.
That's your prediction.
It's a bold prediction.
I know Warrington are going to be taking a gamble on at least half a dozen players that are injured. I mean, will Charney play? Will the Austin finally get there?
You know what? They will.
Will Jack Hughes get out there?
The worrying thing for me, though, is that if the Austin plays, will he be able to climb out of the pocket of Johnny Lomax? Because he's fallen into that trap, hasn't he, on two occasions already this season. So, I mean, we were talking before we went on air, weren't we, about how teams always do it. There's always somebody.
They always take a gamble on the star man, don't they?
Yeah, and it doesn't always work, does it?
No.
The only time I can think of it working in modern history, and I am going back some, was when Chris Redlinski had been on his sick bed all the way through the week leading up to a game they played against St. Helens and then ended up winning the Lance Todd.
He did. That was in Edinburgh, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. 2002 final. That's how long ago that was.
Wow.
21-12 that was, by the way.
Yeah. So, but Warrington are going to be taking a gamble on at least three players. And I'll be honest with you, I don't even think Ratchford's match fit.
He looks like he's still getting back into it, doesn't he? Mm. If we're to go off last week when George Williams made him look like a stump egg chasing after him, then yeah, he perhaps lacks a little bit in his positioning.
Bevan French, that try that wasn't allowed, would have been the try of the season, but to go around Ratchford like
I've
never seen any player do that.
That guy's not a freak.
Not to Stephen Ratchford, anyway.
That guy, Bevan French, is a freak. I tell you what, he'll go close to winning Man of Steel next year.
So before we hear about the Champs Cup final and those guys, and we talk about the 1895 Cup final, let's dip our toe into the league scene. And St. Helens getting the wheel trim.
Yeah.
Since
our last broadcast, they've been very good, St. Helens, haven't they? Very, very consistent. They've only lost, it seems, this season to London Broncos. Which
amazing,
is
the stat.
Going to be strange, isn't it, if London Broncos get the heave ho from Super League and relegation? No, I fully respect what St. Helens have done this season. They have lined up that wheel trim as the first bit of silverware in the bag, and they've played some great stuff along the way, haven't they? They've got, you know, if you look at their back line, it's awe-inspiring, isn't it? When you've got the likes of Percival, you know, even if the Coop's not playing, you've got a young Wellesby who'll go and run his blood to water for them. Grace has been a complete revelation this season in comparison to previous years, hasn't he?
Yeah.
And, you know, I've already said Johnny Lomax is perhaps the best player in England at the moment.
Comedy moments at the Wigan Warrington game was when the TV cameras passed in on the coaching duo of Holbrook, Marshall, and Paul Wellings.
Yeah.
Wigan fans and Warrington fans spotted them three.
Booed them. Yeah.
Then it went to Steve Price, who threw out a comedy punch as they said, "I'm going to knock you out."
Even the Wiganers booed
and
that as well.
Booed that, but the Warrington fans cheered, and then we seen Adrian Lamb and the Wigan fans cheered that one.
And then I think Adrian Lamb just put his thumbs up, didn't he?
And then for good measure, he panned back to the trio of St. Helens for everyone to boo him off again.
It was actually a really good comedy moment, though, wasn't it?
Good comedy moment.
Yeah, it was. A nice bit of banter. What do they call it these days? Bants.
Bants.
The bants was good in rugby league.
Good, it was.
Yeah, it was good, that.
Mm. Last weekend's action saw St. Helens get the victory against Leeds Rhinos 36-20. We mentioned Wigan Warrington, Wigan winning that one 20-6. We'll have to see, putting more pressure on Warrington in the chase. Well, they were hoping to put more pressure on Warrington in the chase for the top two. They lost out to Salford 44-22.
Got to say, Kristen Inu, star man in that game. Two tries, eight goals.
London Broncos, if they are going to get relegated, they're going down with a hell of a scrap. They defeated Cathlan 17-4.
Thought that was a cracking performance from London, by the way. Yeah, very Whitman-like, scored two tries to Catalan's one, and generally bossed that throughout.
Wakefield did the survival chances of the world a good, stopped the rot by defeating Hawkinson Rovers 38-10.
Didn't see that one coming, to be honest, Adrian. The magnitude of it as well, 38 points to 10. Mm. I mean, OKR have been pretty solid on their own ground this season, haven't they? So, you know, that's a great result for Wakefield.
Huddersfield are sleepwalking into the relegation trapdoor fight. Castleford defeating them 24-0.
Yes.
At home, again, no points on the board.
Yeah, I think that's two games in succession where Huddersfield haven't claimed a point in front of their own fans. Yeah, it's really worrying their form at the moment. And, you know, of all those bottom three sides who are linked on 18 points, they look the ones who are favourite for going down for me at the minute.
Well, as we have a break for Super League because of the Champs Cup final, the league table, St. Helens out on their own, 46 points. They've got the wheel trim in the bag. They'll be now concentrating on getting the Champs Cup final done and dusted.
How many is that? 16 points clear of anybody else?
Yeah, wow. And then they'll probably move on for the playoffs then with a chance of making a historical treble, maybe. The race for the top two is really hotting up here. You've got Warrington, Wigan and Hull all locked on 30 points.
And it's almost as if none of them want to finish in second spot.
It's amazing Wigan are there.
I mean, Wigan mid-season, they were awful, weren't they? They were dreadful. I was like looking at their squad thinking, geez, you know, they're a shadow of the side that lifted the trophy last season. But they seem to have found a little bit of form again, don't they? And I just wonder whether, even though, I suppose in comparison to other Wigan sides, they're not the most flashiest, are they? But they get stuck in, don't they? And they're picking up the points when it's counting at the minute.
And the race for the top five, currently see Salford in there at the minute, but they're a level on points with Castleford on 28 points. Catalans are in seventh on 26. And then you've got the real scrap to avoid the relegation trapdoor. At the moment, Huddersfield and Hawkinson Rovers and London all locked on 18 points. fair to say maybe Leeds and Wakefield pretty safe?
I don't know, to be honest, because if you look at London Broncos' late season fixtures, they have to play...
Got to play Wakefield last game of the season.
And wow. They've got to play Leeds as well, so after they could still Wembley. Drag Leeds back into it, to be fair. But yeah, I mean, just that quick note on the top five, how good have Salford been this season? You look at the points they're scoring, over 700 points that they've scored in the league. Always a great side to watch. Ian Watson likes to set his teams up with an attacking style, but it's been matched in a lot of games by the defence this season, which we can't always have said. So, you know, well played Salford. They fully deserve to be having that fifth spot at the minute. I hope they can hold on to it, to be fair.
Who knows? There's two more games to go, so there's still all to play for. Be disappointing to see Casford not make the top five, but there you go.
It would be for Daryl Powell. I don't know for anybody else. Yeah. I'm backing Salford though this year. I want Salford in
the
top five.
Come on, the Red Devils.
As you were saying again before we got started, they have been rubbing two pennies together all season, haven't they? So they've not got a lot of cash in the registers, have they?
But they've just announced the signing of Dan Sargentson.
They have, which will be half decent for them. But there's a whole host of players that are leaving come the end of the season at Salford. So it's going to be a massive sea change. But I hope that if they can finish in the top five, that might make them a better prospect.
With my mate Jackson Hastings at the helm, in the halfback role, it's possible, isn't it? It's possible.
I think it is. And when you've got Niall Evelds running out at the back and playing on the wing, and I mean, I think I read a stat, he's the top try scorer in Super League as well, which is a phenomenal effort. I mean, I always thought he was a really decent player. And then Kristen Inu seems to have found the rugby playing skills that made him a darling in the NRL again, which sadly he seemed to lose when he was at both Catalan and Widnes in Super League.
St. Helens were, since our last podcast, have finally announced and admitted that Justin Holbrook is leaving. Everyone knew this, but they kept denying it, didn't they?
It's still a bit disappointing, though, isn't it? You know, and that's what you get when you sign an Australian coach. You know that it's going to be for short term, really. You're only going to get
two,
maximum three, possibly 4 years out of a man, because he's going to be looking back home. And let's be honest, he's going to the Gold Coast. The weather there is splendid by comparison to St. Helens.
Not a patch on St. Helens.
Hang on. Are you being sponsored there by the St. Helens Council? I thought there was a reason for slipping that.
It's the Riviera of Merseyside.
I thought that was Widnes. You keep telling me that's Widnes.
Widnes as well.
What about Runcorn? Where does Runcorn sit? It's just a little town.
A little town on the other side of the river.
Oh, fair enough. So the Widnes Riviera. So he's giving up the Widnes Riviera to head back to the Gold Coast. Who can blame him?
Keeping you up to date with everything rugby league. This is the Final Hooter on Radio General. Keeping you up to date with everything rugby league. This is the Final Hooter on Radio General.
Welcome back to the Final Hooter on loverbully.com, and thanks very much to Radio General for letting us use the studio. It is Wembley week. We're going to be hearing from the big guns that are running out for Saints and Warrington and the two coaches in a moment's time.
Hey, have you turned my mic down? Is that because I was threatening to sing again?
Yeah.
Right, okay. I understand.
Don't want any more Wembley songs, are you?
Wembley, we're the famous Final Hooter, and we're off to Wembley.
Well, you can't say the famous Lee Centurions because you're not going.
Stop it.
You haven't been since 1970-something.
Me and you are going to fall. It was 1971. Lee were the biggest underdogs in Challenge Cup history up to that point.
Right, okay.
And they beat Leeds by 24 points to 7.
And you've never been there since.
I've never been there, to be honest, following my team.
Listen, when you lost out to Widnes in the semi-finals, there was a lot of disappointed Lee fans, players and coaching staff knocking them around the ground.
There was plenty of disappointment in the Parkinson family as well, because my dad was going to pay for coach tickets and we were going to have a boozy weekend. That's all gone to pot.
Oh, well, you'll be able to watch the big event on the TV at home then.
I will.
And then the 1895 on the league app.
I will. In fact, I've already got the beer in.
Yes.
Do you want to come round, or are you already there?
I'm already there, mate.
Oh, awesome.
Before we talk about it, let's step back into the Championship. And unfortunately, we had some sad news when we all got up on Sunday morning, looking forward to go and watch our heroes at 3 o'clock on Sunday. Sad news drifted across the channel from France.
Yes, actually, Bruce, who just made his debut the night before for Batley against Toulouse, was sadly found unresponsive in his broom, and it was found that he died overnight.
Yeah, sad news, isn't it? 20 years of age, only made his debut that night, didn't he?
Yeah, so sad. And he had a really good game as well, according to the coaching staff from Batley.
Must be a real shock for the Batley players.
All of our thoughts are with the Batley club, and perhaps more importantly as well, his amateur club. I believe he was heavily involved over at Dewsbury Moor. So all of our thoughts, all of our condolences from the Love Rugby League podcast, the Final Hooter, go out to both clubs.
All the players that were in action on Sunday showed the respect by having a minute silence at all the games. So well done to the World of Rugby League to get round and the Batley Bulldogs and pass on their thoughts and condolences to the youngster and the Batley club in general. But when the action got back to play at 3 o'clock, at round 25, all still to play for in the championship. I know Toronto, like Saints, they've got the wheel trim in the back. Being disrespectful, aren't I? League leader shield. I'm going to stop calling it the wheel trim.
Stop it. It's a bad habit we've got into, isn't it?
Been doing it for far too long now. We have.
Even though it does look like
it's
a wheel trim.
But it's a nice little piece of tin
we should describe
in your cupboard.
We should describe it like Sky Sports does. Here is the league leader silver salver.
Is that what it is?
Do you reckon? The league leader silver salver.
Ah, that's what that Jenna Brooks says, isn't
it? Can you actually say that, though, without giggling?
No.
You know, a silver salver.
Yeah, she does it, doesn't she? Man of the match, Silver Salver.
Yeah.
I wonder what the players do with that. They frisbee it into the stand.
You know what? You know what? You're going to be seeing James Robey. He must have a shed full of them.
Yeah.
He's always being nominated Man of the Match whenever he plays for Centre.
I wonder if that was Gemma Brooks' idea to call it that.
To be honest, Angela Powers called it first.
Did
so
she?
She's just jumped on the Powers bandwagon there.
Oh, is that what she's done?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, back to the action, rather than talking about Jenna Brooks and Angela Powers. Round 25 saw Bradford defeat Dewsbury 34-10.
Keeps up their slim hopes of getting in the top five.
Sheffield Eagles will march into Wembley off the back of a big 44-18 victory over Barrow Raiders, which looks like it's going to condemn the Raiders to relegation.
You sound a relieved man.
I am a relieved man.
You should have sat with him on Sunday.
I was covering that game, watching that game. I was at the witness match, keeping tabs the score. At one point when Barrow were 18-16 up, I was thinking, my word, what is going on? This is the worst possible scenario possibly going for Widnes.
I can assure you, folks, he was sat to my right hand side. I looked over, his head was in his hands. I thought, Widnes aren't this bad. What's gone wrong? So when I asked him, he said, oh, Barrow was in front 18-16, and I was like, come on, Barrow, come on, Barrow.
Thankfully, the Eagles rose above it and came up with a win. At least Centurions defeated Widnes, getting revenge for that 18-95 semi-final defeat. Winning Widnes 34-22.
Got to say, Adrian, that's not revenge from a Lee Point fan's point of view.
It was revenge. Swinton, big win against Halifax, 32-12.
How good have Swinton been over the second half brilliant. Of the season? They have been brilliant. They're perhaps my team of the year, to be honest, at Championship level.
And York City Knights really not doing Feversham Rovers any favours, defeating the Rovers 22-18. Rovers are now hanging on for a top five finish.
Yeah, I think Sheffield are just a point behind. So it looks like that's going to go right down to the wire. I think Bradford are 4 points or 3 points behind, so they can still mathematically get in the five. Featherstone look a little bit vulnerable at the moment. But, you know, as I just said, that Swinton are my team of the year at Championship level about 30 seconds ago.
Yeah.
Can I change it? York City Knights are my team of the year at the Championship.
Turncoat.
How good have they been?
Turncoat.
No, but I suppose you look at the job James Ford has done there. I mean, we
talk about a bandwagon jumper.
We've often said, though, haven't we? I've said, if I had the money...
You've just done it in 30 seconds.
I've done it. See, that's what us rugby league media types do. We just switch sides.
Go with the winning team.
Go with the winning team.
We don't want to know about losers.
Yeah.
Go with the winning team.
So stop going on about Widnes.
Stop it. Right. Toronto continue their wins, this time defeating Rochdale 46-0.
Did you see the interesting thing about that? The game got called off with about 7 minutes to go because of lightning... A lightning storm.
All right, okay. That was in the vicinity. Not the fat Rochdale Hornets threw in the white towel.
No, definitely not. No, it was actually a really spirited effort from Rochdale, if I'm led to believe the reports that came back out of that game. But I just recall a game a few years ago when there was a massive electrical storm going on overhead at Hunslet.
Right.
And that just carried on the full 80 minutes. They didn't bother calling that one off.
Listen, in Canada, health and safety, the wimps.
Yeah, they didn't want to take any chances, did they?
Wimps,
hang on, who's wimps? The Canadians?
Yeah.
You've just alienated an entire rugby league playing nation now.
What's happened over age? Carry on.
Very controversial. Very controversial His name is Adrian Jackson. He's not on Facebook. He's not on Twitter.
Can't get me.
So, in other words, you'll have to send all your hate mail via me. So, at @dparkyrugby.
Final game in the Championship. So, Toulouse defeat Batley 46-0. So, Toulouse looking pretty good for a top five finish, aren't they?
Yeah, very much so. They're a good side, aren't they, Toulouse? I mean, they had that dodgy start to the season where they lost quite a few away matches at the start, but they've really come on with a wet sail, haven't they? And it looked like they're going to be favourites to finish second and obviously get that second shot in the playoffs if they lose to Toronto.
League One reached round 20. Whitehaven defeating Keighley Cougars 48-19. Big win for Newcastle defeating Coventry, just 88-6. And Oldham, what a result this one was. The shootout for the top five, and Oldham came out top against Doncaster, 40 points to 14.
Yeah, and just a quick word on those, because, I mean, Oldham have really picked the form up over recent weeks. Yeah, they've done...
Is that because Scott Naylor said he's leaving? So possibly. So they want to go out with a win?
Possibly. Maybe they're going to do a Sean Wayne. Maybe he's doing a Sean Wayne and Oldham are going to actually get themselves promoted. You did miss out a couple of other games
which took place.
Yeah, so there was also the Welsh Derby, of course, took place on the
Crusaders.
Saturday. Crusaders winning 56 points to 16 in that one. But again, just a quick word. I want to praise Whitehaven. Can I bandwagon jump on Whitehaven now?
Not once, not twice, but three times.
But I can change my tune here.
Go on, because they
are, without doubt, the team of the year at League One level.
Mm.
You looked at them, last year they were, really struggling with the finances. They've got a different board in place. They've really got themselves set. They've got a local coach who obviously knows what he's doing there in Gary Charlton. And they're going some great guns. And at one point, didn't we look at that game at half-time? And
it was getting beat.
It was 14-6, wasn't it?
Getting beat at one point.
So they actually turned it round and scored 40-odd points in the second half. That's brilliant from them.
Looking at the league tables in the Championship, pretty similar to Super League, this one. Toronto are romping it.
Yep.
Only lost once all season, 48 points in the bag. They've got the silver salver
in the
trophy cabinet that all the Canadians will be in awe of.
If you're listening, hashtag silver salver. We want that tweeting everywhere.
Toulouse are in second spot at the minute, level with Lee Centurions, who run 36 points in third place.
Vastly superior point difference, though, so they look favourite to clinch that.
Fourth position sees York on 35 points, and then the real scrap for the final place. Featherstone currently in there on 32 points. Mm-hmm. Just 2 points behind them are Sheffield in sixth. And Bradford, just when you look like Bradford were out of it a couple of matches ago, were back in it. They're on 29 points in seventh.
Well, it's like I said to you, bro, Bradford are out of this.
Out
and
yet, of it.
Suddenly they put themselves back in a position again, haven't they, thanks to a couple of other results there.
And the scrap to stay up, it's obviously between Dewsbury, Widnes and Barrow. Rochdale relegated, just 2 points all season.
Dewsbury are safe.
Barrow just lost form at the key moment, haven't they?
They're
on 9 points in the relegation spot at the moment. Widnes, 3 points ahead on 12 points, and Dewsbury are on 14 points in 11th.
Yeah, so I think Dewsbury have managed to stop up now, I think.
I think Dewsbury is safe. I think they've just about done enough, haven't they? I think, despite Widnes not being able to win games, thankfully for them, Barrow can't win a game.
Barrow haven't been able to win either, have they, when it's come down to the crunch. So, yeah. I think that it's going to be sad for the Championship, potentially losing Barrow, because I think they've offered quite a lot during the stay over this last couple of years. So, I hope that if they do end up going down, they are able to bounce back.
Your team of the year, Whitehaven, are top of League One on 28 points. But breathing down their necks are a resurgent Oldham team that are in second place on 26 points. Yeah. Newcastle are in third on 25. Hunslet are in fourth on 22 points. And it's a scrap between Doncaster and Workington for that final playoff place.
Donny
are on 20 points in fifth. Workington on 19 points in six.
Well, what you'll actually find is that the top club gets promoted in Whitehaven automatically, and then they have a playoff between 2 to 6.
Right, okay.
So I don't think North Wales Crusaders can get up there, can they?
They're on 16 points, so they're not out of it, but it's going to be difficult.
Yeah, it looks a long shot, doesn't it, with only two or three games left there.
Wooden Spoon, if they're going to be West Wales again. I wonder if they put that one in the trophy cabinet. Here it is, the Wooden Spoon for the 2000... 2019 League One campaign.
Well, if we're getting silver salvers, then we should have wooden spoon. No, a silver wooden spoon. You can't
just
have a
wooden spoon.
Just a wooden spoon. I think that maybe it could be done. Maybe it could be the Love Rugby League wooden spoon award.
Should we make one for them and send it them? Do you think they like it?
No, we'd get banned off the list.
We don't go there anyway.
We can't go making enemies. You're making enemies with Canadians.
Let's go and buy a wooden spoon and we'll post it to them.
Now you're mentioning it
I think they'll appreciate their effort.
I think if we were to send them a wooden spoon, they'd return it and there'd probably be a Welshman on the end of it.
Keeping you up to date with everything rugby league. This is the Final Hooter on Radio General.
So it's not a good idea then to send a wooden spoon to West Wales.
No, I wouldn't. You are a stirrer. In fact, they'd be able to stir their own stuff.
I'm a wooden spoon stirrer.
You wooden spoon stirrer, you.
Anyhow, guess what?
Go on, what?
It's Wembley week.
It is. Can I sing again?
No.
All right.
It is Final Hooter on Radio General. Thanks very much to Radio General for letting us use the studio. We're on loverubbly.com. Not on radio. We are on Radio General.
We are on Radio General as well.
Yeah. Agent Jackson, Dave Parkinson's in talking rugby. what was that?
Put your teeth back in.
What was that?
Did your false teeth pop out?
My gumshoe just slipped out then or something.
I think your teeth popped out then. So this is the Love Rugby League podcast, the Final Hooter.
Right.
Okay. On loverugbyleague.com.
Yeah, that's good. Like it. You're a professional, I'm not.
Radio General.
Yeah.
They do their best to make us so much better on the equipment. Doesn't always work.
Well, my gumshoe doesn't slip out anyway.
Especially not when Adrian's upsetting Canadians. He's upsetting Welsh people. But one person he isn't upsetting, he's not upsetting the referee.
And who is the referee on Saturday? May I ask that question?
Well, it's Robert Hicks.
Robert Hicks. Well done, Robert Hicks.
The number one referee in our sport currently. It's well done to Rob, actually. I know Rob from olden times. Make it sound like years and years ago.
Making him sound old.
I know, he's not really. He's probably...
He's a young baby in referees years.
Yeah, he probably is. Very experienced referee these days, though, isn't he?
Yeah.
And, he's definitely a man that's been on form. No, I know Robert, because we once served for several years on a disciplinary committee together.
All right, okay. Chris Kendall is going to be the 1895 Cup Final referee as well.
He's had a good season as well as Chris.
Mm.
Yeah, good referee. Yeah, he's certainly coming too.
The first 1895 Cup Final. Everyone's not happy with the kickoff time at 5:30, but hey, we've got to get on with it. Who's going to win it though?
Sheffield.
You know what?
By 12 points.
I'm a Widnes fan. I'm hoping Widnes can get the Gellin out there. Get Owens out.
Hang on, you can't refer to him as the Gellin. He's not in the same sort of class as the Lomax.
He is. Get the Gellin out there. Get the Owens involved. Craven will be there.
Oh, see, it should be the other way around. It should be the Craven. The Craven is the Lomax of the championship.
Hopefully, them guys can rock up and get the Chapel Howells full of pride and bust a gut. Might be too good for Sheffield, but Sheffield will have Anthony Thackeray, who's playing. He's rolling back the years.
Oh, yes.
He's rolling back the years, is Anthony Thackeray.
Having a great season. They've also got Pat Walker as well, who's a good kicker, good field position. I actually really like the fullback as well, Josh Guzdek. He is a great player to watch. And they've also got as well a kid called Miller on the wing, who's a really good try scorer, Ryan Miller. A name to look out for. In fact, if you're a betting person, get a quid on him to get a try.
So I think, taking me fans' head away. Trying to put my journalist head on. I think I agree with you though. I think Sheffield will win. To be able to celebrate another Wembley victory.
Well, they played each other a few weeks ago, didn't they? And it was quite a resounding win, to be honest, as far as Sheffield were concerned. Was it 30 points to 10?
Yeah.
I do favour Sheffield. And plus, you know what? They've actually got, forget the Gellin. They've got the Aston in charge. Mark Aston.
The Aston.
Brilliant.
It's a pity they haven't got the jukebox out there, but he's not playing.
No, he did play last week, though.
He did?
Yeah, it's nice to see him back in Sheffield colours, isn't it?
It is.
I had some awful issues with regards to visas at the start of the year.
Like I said, no one's happy with the kick-off time, but it's going to be a great occasion, just like the main event's going to be a great occasion.
Listen, it's the first time that this has took place as well, so...
Hopefully it'll hang about.
Fingers crossed, if the Rugby League decides that it's a goer, then it will continue. And they can sort these things out. You know, they can sort kickoff times out, or they could, you know, look at other ways of getting more interest. But, I mean, saying about getting interest, I mean, I was chatting to the guys from Widnes on Sunday, and they reckon that they've shifted 3,500 through the club, and they reckon there's another 1,000 that have been sold through the rugby league.
Going to be nearing the 5,000 Widnes fans down there on Saturday.
That's fantastic. That is brilliant. What a fillip for the game that is.
Pity those fans will be going home disappointed because they became beat by Sheffield.
But we can but dream. They can but dream.
We can. The main event is Warrington versus St Helens. Everyone knows, or everyone's expecting Saints to be too good for Warrington. But, you know, in a cup final, you've always got a cup final chance, no matter how bad you're playing going into it.
Is this chance as in new song, or is this as a chance as in there might be an actual element
there might be
that
a chance
says that Warrington might win?
St Helens might actually turn up and play their worst game of the season. You don't know what's going to happen.
Could be. I mean, they saved one of the worst performances of the season last year for the semi-final, didn't they, against Catalan. But let's be honest. This Warrington team, they're a year older. They've got players that surely aren't quite as good in every single position as the St Helens lot. I don't know what you think about that, whether I'm being a little bit harsh on Warrington there. But they've had the chances over the course of the season to be a consistent side. And although they started brilliantly, it all has gone a bit Pete Tong for them, hasn't it, over the last month and a bit.
Just excited, finally got here. As I said, when you win the semi-final, you just want to play the final, but we've had to obviously play three Super League games since then and done a good job there, but now it's finally come round and can't wait.
You've carried on winning in between the semi-final and final, whereas Warrington haven't. Have you got any injuries coming out of that last game last weekend against Leeds?
Yeah, unfortunately Matty Lees has picked up a very serious injury that we didn't know at the time, so he'll be unavailable, but everybody else that hasn't played will be back and fit.
And this game on Saturday is the first of the potential treble for your side. Are you just doing the mantra one game at a time?
Oh, definitely, especially on this one. See, it was a bloody Challenge Cup final, you know. We're not looking past this one, that's for sure. So it's easy to just focus on this one. So that's what we'll do. Yeah, expecting a tough game. You know, Price is very good at getting his side up for big games. You know, they did it last year against us in the semi. And regardless, you know, he'll be happy that deep down that they've been losing the last few, I think, because he likes that extra motivational point. So we're well aware of that, and we know we've got to play well on Saturday.
Well, he knows they've got to play well, but it's easy saying it. You've got to do it.
Yeah, but I mean, we're talking St Helens here, aren't we, really? They've actually been good over the full course of the season. Listen, at the moment, they've got the likes of Nguama in there, haven't they? He's been absolutely fantastic. He's got a hat-trick last week against Leeds. They've also got Percival coming back to full form. If we're led to believe the rumours, then Lachlan Coote is going to play. He's a great player. And as I keep mentioning, this podcast should be tagged hashtag Lomax.
The Lomax.
He is brilliant.
We're going to hear from him very shortly. But before that, let's hear from Steve Price. And you know what? He actually suggests all the pressure is on the Saints.
All the pressure's on St Helens. They've been the best team, most consistent team all season. They're very methodically on how they play. They execute their game plan really well, and you know, we're going to have to be our best defensively to, you know, nullify points. And if we do that, now 1-17 contribute to their best performance, then, hopefully it's a good day for Warrington Wolves.
It's in direct contrast to last year, wasn't it, when you went in as favourites this time, like you say, underdogs because of the positions of the way they played. Does that suit you? Because in theory, you've nothing to lose, have you?
100%. You know, no one gives us a chance. It's like, we've had a tough draw to, get to where we were. We've had to earn it. You know, we had to knock off Wigan, and we had to beat Hull FC at Bolton. And, we can't wait. You know, we're excited for the challenge. We've got a couple of injury concerns, which, we'll find out more later on in the week which way we go. But the decision will be based around what's best for the team. And, we'll get down there. We'll drop the shoulders. We might throw the ball around come Saturday.
Well, you have to do more than that, Steve.
What's Manning laughing at?
Is he laughing at the hopes of Warrington? Yeah,
he's laughed at the coach. He's laughed a coach in the face. Is that what Justin Albrook is doing? Do you reckon?
Maybe.
Mm.
But, yeah, he's right here to say I think the pressure is on Saints.
It is on St. Helens, but listen, they can handle the pressure. And to be fair, Warrington have all the recent experience. You've already pointed to it yourself, haven't you?
Yeah.
So, yeah, but you would expect, and I would certainly expect, St. Helens to win this one by 18 points.
Our man Manor is really busy because he caught up with the Lomax. So let's hear from Johnny Lomax right now, shall we?
Well, Johnny Lomax, your first Wembley bettings at the end of the week.
Yeah, exciting, isn't it? Exciting times. You know, it's something that I'm looking forward to. Got to try and keep the week as normal as possible. Obviously, it's always at the back of your mind, but, you know, it's a big game and, you know, you just don't want to let it pass you by. It's been a long time coming, something that you dream of as a kid, and you know, you just want to be able to take the field and do yourself justice.
It's Warrington, and it's fitting that it's first against second.
Yeah, obviously, hopefully it can be a great spectacle with that in mind, and obviously it's the two teams at the top of the table, you know, so as I say, we kind of concentrate on ourselves. That's what we try and do, and try and put out our best performance, and you know, we're, in order to achieve what we'd like to achieve, we know that we're going to have to perform our best, because you know, Warrington have been and done it in the last few years. They know how to get over the line, and that's something that we're well aware of. The occasion's massive, and you know, people, the excitement, the adrenaline, everything, it brings the best out of people. And you know, we're not going to look into that run of form in the league, because I think Chris Hill touched on it himself the other day. It's a different competition, and we know that Warrington are going to come out all guns blazing.
They will come out all guns blazing, Johnny, because it's a cup final.
Well, they will, and he's excited for it. You can tell.
He's a good player, Johnny Lomax. I do like him, actually.
I do. I think that he's done really well over this last couple of years to put aside a lot of the injury worries that he had earlier on in his career, because he was really struggling for about 2 or 3 years, wasn't he? And must have questioned at least once or twice whether he should continue. I'm glad that he has done, because he is, without doubt, our best homegrown number 6 in this country.
He's definitely going to be on the plane for New Zealand and Tonga next season, at the end of the season for Great Britain, surely.
I would certainly hope so, yeah, definitely. Yeah. What do you reckon?
Got to be.
Do you reckon he's assuming?
He's a certain.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Tell you another guy who could just force his way in. He's had a good season. Toby King?
Could do. And despite everyone not highlighting, Warrington have been pretty rubbish in the league at the minute, losing 5 on the bounce going into today's this weekend's final.
They've kept raising it as well, haven't they? To every Warrington player.
I mean, we listened to Steve Manning's interviews, and every question was on about it, wasn't it? But he actually admits we're not going to shy away from that one. Just get on with the game in hand.
We're not going to hide away from it. We've not been playing our best rugby at the minute, but it's Challenge Cup, and anything can happen in 80 minutes. It's different to Super League, and you know, we do well in the Challenge Cup, so. Saints are going through it really confident, and you know, we're still you know, we know what we can do, and if we do play well, we can still put Saints.
And from your own point of view, you touched on it, the fact of last year at Catalan, I'd imagine there's a lot of players obviously were hurting.
Oh, definitely, I'm still hurting now, and I'm even hurting like 2 years before that when we played Hull and we lost at that Challenge Cup. It's just somewhere you can't go and lose. It's horrible, and you carry it on for probably the rest of your life. So, you know, I can't go there and lose the third time. So you know, I'm third time lucky. I'm hoping I'm going there and I'm giving my all, because you know it'll be a sad occasion if we do lose. And like I say, Catalan especially, it was good for the game, but for us to perform like that for our fans, it was just really disappointing. So I feel like we owe our fans one now. Saints have been red hot form, and you know they're playing unbeatable at the minute. But I think even like Halifax showed that in the semi final. You know, they give them a game in the first half, and you know you can catch them. You can. They are beatable, and they've got flaws. So you know we're not going into it thinking the final's over, but I'm sure a lot of people have written us off, but you know, that's going to spur us on, and you know, I don't mind being the underdog, so it'd be make it even better if we beat him now Saturday.
Keeping you up to date with everything rugby league, this is the Final Hooter on Radio General.
I tell you what, with that final quote that Toby King just come up with, I'm quite excited now. It's going to be 2 cracking games.
It should be 2 cracking games, yeah.
It's going to be a long day at Wembley, but yeah, it's going to be 2 cracking games.
Stop complaining, you're going.
Mm.
You're going. I'm not. I'm going to have to get the beer out instead.
Oh, you can reminisce about your Wembley finals and why you're having a beer.
Reminiscing already.
Okay. Go on then, what's your Wembley memory then?
My Wembley memory? You know what? I would actually go as far to say Martin Afire's long-range try.
Okay.
In the colours of Wigan, taking on Leeds. I would also say as well, that boot of Bobby Goulding's in the 96 final, Graham, who was the fullback for Bradford,
couldn't catch the cold that day, could he?
Within 18 months, he was back playing for Dewsbury. So it's quite ironic that Bradford are moving out to Dewsbury next year.
That was the day when Robbie Hunter-Paul scored a hat-trick and lost.
He did. He was very good that day, wasn't he?
My playing memories, before I mention the two that stand out for me, Leroy Rivette.
Oh, yeah, scored a hat-trick. Was it four tries? Four tries at Wembley. Yeah. Ended up doing two playing spells at Lee.
And then it was matched by Tommy Briscoe, as we all know. Joe Lydon's efforts against Wigan in 83.
Phenomenal tries, those ones, weren't they?
Yeah, without a doubt. And obviously, Martin O'Fayon on his knees, crying like a baby when he went the length of the field.
It was an iconic image, that one, wasn't it? Mm. Tell you what, it was also a good one. What? Do you remember John Pendlebury's tackle on Mark Ealy in that final where Halifax won the Cup in 87?
Oh, a long time ago. Brilliant. A long time ago, wasn't it? But yeah, my memory is away from the action. 1976, everyone remembers this. There's a guy who lived in Widnes called Chopper Smith. And he used to walk down to Wembley for cherry.
Right, okay.
Okay.
Don't know what that's about.
I don't know why I did that. Anyway, he did it for charity, and he basically used to get picked up by the coaches on the way down, really.
Right,
and,
fair enough.
He rocked up at Wembley in 1976 and got on the crossbar at half-time.
Were they trying to get him off?
Yeah, I think they finally got him off before he started the game between Widnes and St. Helens for half-time.
That's a relief.
I don't think Widnes were, because they got beat. Everyone expected them to win. And 1982, who could ever forget the famous gorilla running around the pitch at half-time in 1982? With a whole scarf around his neck and all the stewards trying to get him off the field.
Was that the drawn game between Hull and Widnes?
It was,
that went to a replay
at Elland
a few
Road.
Days later.
It did.
And Hull won by 18-9.
Yeah.
I hope that's not an omen, Adrian.
Why is that?
Well, you mentioned about that sort of defeat for Widnes.
Yeah, they're my happy memories of cup finals.
We'd love to hear yours as well.
Yeah. It's going to be a great weekend. Enjoy the cup finals. Whoever you're supporting, have a good one. We'll speak to you soon. Ta-ra.
Across Warrington Hospital.
Across Warrington Hospital. With a bigger variety of music.
This is your Feel Better station.